In the Gospel of John, whenever the world is referred to, the world is that aspect of our experience and of reality that is in opposition to Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, it says that he was in the world, and the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. And so we need to appreciate that in John's gospel, when John or Jesus refer to the world, it is that reality that is opposed to Christ. But here's the amazing thing about the Gospel of John. Although the world is opposed to Jesus, Jesus is not opposed to the world. The whole nature of his mission is to come into the world and to proclaim the love of God and the saving work and the promise of eternal life that only Jesus Christ can give us. And so here's the question I want to think of tonight. If Jesus' mission was to the world that was in opposition to him, our mission is the exact same mission. We are called by Christ to love and to serve the world. And I want to think with you tonight from that reading that we heard from Acts and from the gospel, three ways in which we need to be inspired so that we can be missionaries to a world that's in opposition to the gospel. The first thing we need is courage. Now, courage comes from the Latin word for heart. And so to be full of courage is to be enheartened, to be encouraged. And one of the things we have seen throughout the Acts of the Apostles as we've been reading through this Easter season is the courage of the apostles. Well, what was it that allowed them to have that kind of courage? It was meeting Jesus after his resurrection. That changed everything for them. In light of the resurrected Christ, their hearts were changed. From the inside out, they were different people. And they were then able to go out from Jerusalem and proclaim this message and be involved in the mission of Christ to a hostile world. Why could they do it? Because they had courage. We see this in a particular way with St. Paul, who on the road to Damascus, when he met the risen Christ, and he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And Jesus said, "I am Jesus who I'm persecuting." It changed everything for Paul. He was changed from the inside out. And now his courage was harnessed with an intellect and a drive that took him throughout the Roman world. I love that story in today's reading from Acts. It's as if St. Paul is throwing the cat amongst the pigeons. When he talks about the resurrection of the dead, and you've got the Pharisees on the one side who believe in the resurrection and the Sadducees who don't, and it leads to this incredible dissension between the two of them, but it provides for Paul an opportunity to talk about Jesus. And it's not a comfortable scene. He must have been unsettled because the Lord actually says to Paul, "Keep up your courage. Keep up your courage." And Jesus says the same thing to us. Keep up our courage. And our courage is not some sort of self-generated, "I'm going to try harder, I'm going to be stronger." Not at all. The only kind of courage that we have as Christians is a courage that is connected to the resurrected Christ. And we can only keep up our courage when we keep close to Jesus. And as we keep close to Jesus, and as we continue to share in the reality of his resurrection, even to a world that is indifferent, to a world that is hostile, we can be a people of mission because we are a people who keep up our courage. But not only do we need courage, we need to also secondly realize that the gospel is intended for all people. If you read through the Acts of the Apostles, it begins in the city of Jerusalem and it ends in the city of Rome. Why is that? Jerusalem, representative of the Jewish nation. Rome, representative of the Gentiles. Jew and Gentile, in a sense, the whole world is represented in the Acts of the Apostles because the gospel is intended for all people. And in the passage that was read tonight, we heard the Lord say, to Paul, "For just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness to me also in Rome." And that's the point. The gospel that Paul preaches is the gospel that is intended for the world. And why is that? Well, earlier on in Acts, in chapter 18, Paul is in Athens. And listen to what he says about Jesus Christ when in Athens. "God has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all men by raising him from the dead." Here's the point. Paul understood that because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because he is Lord and King, he is also the judge. And over in 2 Corinthians 5, what does St. Paul say? "At the time of our death, everyone will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for what they have done in the body, whether good or ill." So Paul understood the universality of this mission because Jesus is the universal Lord. We too have a universal mission. That's the reality of the Catholic Church. We are everywhere. Why are we everywhere? Because the Catholic Church understands the mission that we see in Acts, from Jerusalem to Rome, everywhere in between. Jesus and his gospel is meant for every race, every ethnic group, and indeed every religion. Our mission requires courage. Our mission is universal. And thirdly, our mission is to be carried out by the church. In that passage from John 17, Jesus prays to the Father, "As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may know that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." I don't have time tonight to tell you how significant this passage was in my conversion to becoming Roman Catholic. It was a fundamental text. Because Jesus speaks about the unity of the church, we are to be completely one as he and the Father are one. And that will be the means by which the world will believe that the Father has sent Jesus. The mission that we have is not some sort of lone ranger mission. The mission that we have is the mission that has been given to the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And as we understand that we are to embody the kind of unity that exists between the Father and the Son, then we will become ever more a vibrant, vital, and mission-minded church. Such an understanding of how the Lord has ordered the church, where our unity is in aid of our witness and in service of our mission. It was hard enough for the world to believe in Jesus when he was here, and he was completely united to the Father. How much harder in this generation and in any other generation, if we are not united, how will people see? How will they believe? How will they turn to Christ? Our unity is essential to our witness. A witness that is to be a witness of love to the world. A world that is often indifferent or hostile to Jesus, but it is a world that Jesus is not indifferent or hostile to. That most famous verse of the whole Bible, John 3:16, "God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to the end, that all that believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life." My beloved brothers and sisters of St. Peter's, we have an important part to play in this mission, where a courage rooted in the resurrection allows us to affirm that we are part of a mission that is to reach the world, and it is to be exercised through the church. This is our call. This is the gospel of love for a hostile and indifferent world.